Good evening. This past, I guess, Friday, Hurricane Florence made landfall in North Carolina, Thursday, Friday, in that time frame. Great amount of suffering going on as a result of that. Still, people without power. Reuters news agency, as of 2 days ago, reported there were 17 people who had lost their lives as a result of Hurricane Florence and the great devastation that went on because of that storm. Much suffering as we go through this pilgrimage of life. That's just one example. We can't turn on the news without we see something about some kind of storm that has caused people to lose every material possession that they own, loved ones that they have lost, tornadoes that has devastated communities. We had some not too far from here, relatively speaking, not too many years ago. Hurricanes that we hear of, the great suffering that goes along with it, floods, material possessions lost, loved ones lost. As we go through this life, we think about the sickness that we all endure, or we see our loved ones go through, the suffering that they endure, we try and encourage them. The deaths that we live through, the plates with the holidays coming nearer and nearer that will be empty, that had someone sitting at it just these past holidays. Much suffering as we go through this life. There is suffering now, there is trials and tribulations as we go through this world. But being Christians, we can say this world is not my home, I'm just passing through. We have great suffering we must endure, yes. Trials we have to endure, yes. Tribulations, yes, in this life. It's not that we're predestined for suffering, but suffering and trials will come. The Bible speaks of those in the first century that endured suffering and trials and tribulations. Yes, we will all endure suffering in this life. There's no getting out of that, the best I can tell, in some form or fashion before we leave this world. But after we leave this world, whether we suffer or not is within our control. Whether we suffer or not after this life is over, we do have a choice in that. You know, the book of Revelation, by the time you get to chapter 20, it's been discussing the Roman emperor worship. It's been discussing the Jews and the persecution of the Jews against Christians and so forth. By the time you get to chapter 20 of Revelation, I do believe in my studied opinion that this is looking toward the future. When you read in Revelation 20, beginning of verse 10, it says, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." Look what's going to happen in that lake of fire. They're going to be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then John the apostle goes on to say, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." That's where, in verse 10, we saw there was going to be torment day and night. "Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death, separation from God. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." I've often pointed out in Bible studies that what the Bible says either negatively, it says also positively, or positively, it says negatively. Those that were not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. What about those that were written in the book of life? They were not cast into the lake of fire, where they would be tormented day and night. What did it mean to be written in the book of life? You remember Jesus said, "Rejoice," told the disciples, "rejoice, for your names are written in heaven." Paul the apostle in the book of Philippians talked about those whose names are written in the book of life, and he was writing to Christians. Those that are obedient to God, their names are written in the book of life. Those that obey God's commands are written in the book of life. What does that mean? They will not suffer the torment day and night forever and ever in the lake of fire and brimstone, verse 10. They will not be cast into... What's that saying? The obedient won't end up going to hell to suffer forever. We can choose whether we will suffer in eternity, in the hereafter. What we do here now, we're getting ready for the there and then, for the hereafter. We can choose to either suffer in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, or in chapter 21, reading on, when it says that he saw the New Jerusalem, verse 21, verse 2, the New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Now, this is a vision being sent down from heaven to the Apostle John. Who is the bride? The bride is the church. And notice in verse 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for former things are passed away. What is that? They're not going to be suffering. Those that are in the Lord's church, those that are in the church of Christ, those that have obeyed God, those that have obeyed the gospel, are not going to suffer in the hereafter. But it was their choice to be obedient to God. Or it is one's choice to not be obedient to God and suffer for forever and ever. It's your choice. It is our choice. It's my choice. Now, I may have some kind of devastation come upon me. You know, the old people down home, they knock on wood, hoping it don't happen. But I could lose every material possession that I have. I could suffer greatly, and many of us have suffered to smaller or greater degrees as we went through this life. Suffering's going to come upon us in this life, but will we choose to suffer in eternity when we don't have to? Or will we obey God and not be troubled with those things, where there'll be no sorrow nor crying? The former things have passed away. It is our choice. If you have obeyed the gospel and are ready, brothers and sisters, spiritual Israel, or hear me, if you are ready, stay ready. We don't know when our eyes may close in the sleep of death. We don't know when the Lord may return. We don't know when things may turn belly up in our health, and then we'll linger for many days and many years and then eventually leave this place. We need to be ready for the day we stand before God in judgment, either at death or upon His return. If you are ready, brothers and sisters, and admonish me as well, we need to stay ready, be ready, so that we can be in heaven someday and not suffer the torments of hell forever and ever. We also need to teach others the gospel, that they can be ready. We need to tell them about the suffering, the torment to come for those that meet their God unprepared. That they must believe that Jesus is the Son of God, repent of a life of sin, confess the name of Jesus Christ, and be baptized in water for the remission of their sins. We need to spread that soul-saving message. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with a nail-pierced hand, pointed to a sin-stained world and said, go and teach the gospel to every creature. That's our charge. We don't want to suffer in this life. We grieve of those in North Carolina and South Carolina and their suffering. Now, what about the suffering of those people in eternity? We need to do what we can to save their souls. Tell them the gospel. There are untold numbers that are dying untold, brothers and sisters. When we look at the suffering around us as we go through this life, just remember that this world is not our home. We're just passing through. True. But we need to get ready, stay ready for the glories and the blessings to come, and not endure the suffering of eternal flame. Is there someone here that needs to obey the gospel this evening? Now's your opportunity. If you believe or willing to repent, confess the name of Jesus Christ, be baptized in water for the remission of your sins. You can get ready. You need to stay ready and not suffer in the hereafter. It doesn't mean that we won't suffer to some degree in this life. There's no temptation taken you with but such is common to man, Paul said. But we have something better to look forward to. If there's someone here that needs the prayers of the church or to be restored, but with the prayers of the saints as you pray for forgiveness for some public sin, come forward as together we stand and we sing.
My Jesus, I love Thee. I know Thou art mine. For Thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art Thou. If ever I love Thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I love Thee because Thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love Thee for wearing the thorns on Thy brow. If ever I love Thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore Thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with the clear